Hey, everybody, and welcome back to a bonus episode here of the Spocast Live. I am joined by the president, Phil Stamper, and Tommy Grayson. What's up, guys?
What up, y'all?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. Good to see y'all. So, listen, we got a lot to talk about tonight. This is a bonus episode. As we know, season three starts next week with a brand new format. And to be honest with you guys, we don't even know what that format is yet. We still have to have meetings. High-level meetings about it. Because, guys, let's be honest here. We've been putting our efforts into Trip TV, which is coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. We have 1 hour to go. So at 8 o'clock tonight, you head right over to Spo Wrestling on YouTube, and you can watch the second installment. Are you guys excited? Phil, how was your week?
It was good. It was good. You know, I'm still doing a lot of rehab for the knee. But things are coming together. I'm like very stir crazy. I can't wait to get out of this house.
I can imagine, brother. I'm stir crazy on your behalf. What about you, Tommy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. As you know, we just got back from the Three Town Beatdown with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. And, you know, I'm real excited, man. You know, no days off, as they say.
Damn right. Right back at it, right? We got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot happened on the Three Town Beatdown. We're going to get all through that. We're going to talk about last week's pilot episode of Trip TV, which is available at spowrestling.com. It's got its own button, Trip TV. Just click on it. You can watch last week's, and this week's should be up shortly after it debuts. So once it debuts on YouTube, you'll be able to go to spowrestling.com all week and check it out. But guys, we might as well start off. We got some big announcements to make. Some big announcements were made that are going to affect us directly and even affect. Look who gets here late. Hold on a second. Second week on the job and he's already late. Hey, don't care is his nickname. What a great nickname.
Chris, I have high expectations for you. And you're at midline right now. Like you need to be a little higher.
My apologies.
That sound effect was awesome.
And we broke. And we're dead.
How can you be mad when that happens?
Right.
My boy Zach said, whoop, what's up, Zach? Oh. Now, Zach, Sky, I know he goes by Sky, but Zach is actually one of the guys that trains down at Super Crazy at Skid Row. And he's going to be at the gathering because he's
really,
yes,
really,
yes, he is.
Very cool.
Because let's start off really quick by talking about the gathering.
That's right.
I'm gonna go and let me.
I love that Mortal Kombat uppercut. What up, John Blaine? How you doing, bro?
Oh God, sound effects are exactly what we were missing here. But anyway, so here it is. This is the Gathering of the Juggalos, Insane Clown Posse. They put out this killer, like, half-hour-long commercial where it's the Insane Clown Posse pretending to be, like, news anchors, and they tell you everything that's coming to this event. And this, I mean, Phil, I don't know if you're familiar with this. Mr. Bristow, I don't know if you're familiar. This is kind of like a Woodstock. Ooh. You know, it's like all these different bands come together, and then there's also the wrestling, but there's all kinds of other stuff. So it's August 14th through the 17th. In Thornville, Ohio. Just to show you guys, give you an idea, this is what I am prepping to bring. We are going to put an air mattress on the bottom of this thing, this horse trailer that I have down here. It's at the shore with me. Yep. I have a way. I've got it air conditioned. So if there's nowhere to plug in when we get to the gathering, we even have a generator. So we're going to have air condition. We probably shouldn't tell people this. It's probably going to get us killed saying that we have air condition.
No, this is going to get us robbed and looted at the gathering.
These are things you're hoping for. These are aspirational goals, not actual things you've attained yet. So no promise of air conditioning and no one else gets a key.
Yeah, right. Well, that's
shout
the thing.
Shout out to I Hate Artists real quick.
Hell yeah, I Hate Artists. What's up, brother? I Hate Artists working on an awesome Justice Pain rendering right now, by the way. I want to show that once it's done. So here we go. What did Sky say? Day before the gathering. They're having a free JCW show at a bar, I believe. Yes, that's Tuesday.
That's right.
And that's part of the announcements we have to. So Tuesday, you're right. That's going to be a free event. And then the next day, Wednesday, they're actually doing wrestling tryouts. So if anyone's interested, I know Sky's actually going to be doing them. He says to me, yo, I'm doing the wrestling tryouts. I said, well, we're helping run the wrestling tryouts, bro. Like, we could be the ones giving you your tryout. Like, that's crazy. You know?
That's right.
But what are the other things that they were telling us are on that Wednesday. Like, isn't there like a dating game or something?
So Juggalos, it's referred to as the netting game. And I'm not going to explain to anyone what a netting is. Do your research. But the netting game is basically the Juggalos version of the dating game. So they'll have like the actual like... they'll have like the actual like curtain in between them, and they'll have a host ask the questions and all that. And basically it's, you know, a young lady basically offering herself to one lucky contender.
Interesting. So, but it's not just lady. It sounds like it's going all over all different ways, like for the whole day. It's going to be fun. If I'm, I'll be involved. I told them, I don't care.
They got so many different activities going on. I know they have like pageantry contests. They have costume contests. I think they literally said there's the costume, there's the contest. So I don't even know what the hell that means, but I think basically there's up to like three different tents and three different areas you could check out at any given time. So there's something to do at any given time, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Where is this music coming from?
It's Chris Britz, Mr. Bristow.
Chris, you came late, but you came prepared. And that
I did get prepared. You know what? I set up my stream deck in the right here. I downloaded my redownloaded my software, and it was all updated, and then I was ready to go.
Mortal Kombat now.
Good job, dude. Good job. So, all right.
Oh God, where's Loki? Oh God.
Oh, this is great. This is great. So
the face should play the netting game. Yeah, face should play the netting game.
He should. That's true. That's true. Anyway, so all right.
I think I broke Johnny.
I'm just
doesn't know how to recover.
We always wanted sound effects. We just never could figure out how to do it. And now here he is doing it. It makes everything better.
Well, we never had a sound producer, but you know, I think Chris Bristow got that covered.
So let's get to the announcements. So there are actual announcements we have to make. So Lunacy TV's 8 episodes. So that's Violent J announced to the crowd that he all 8 episodes are going to air on Triller TV, on Fight TV, coming up soon. And after all 8 ends, he's going to start doing Wednesday night events at Harpo's in Detroit.
Very cool.
For like up to a year. So the 9th episode of Lunacy would essentially be, I don't know if it can be live or not. I guess it's probably going to be live on Wednesdays right out of Harpo. So kind of like Triller will have its own weekly show now.
Yes.
That'll be going to happen.
Yeah. It'll have its own weekly wrestling live format, you know, similar to what IWTV will do with any of their given shows, whether it be Wrestling Open, whether it be, whoever gets
uncharted territory.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Phil. You know,
I knew it.
It's going to be similar to that, essentially, where JCW Lunacy will be the live weekly wrestling on Triller.
Right. Exactly. So that's one of the reasons I have to step away from being the trainer on Wednesdays at Skid Row. That, and I live down the shore now, and it's over an hour drive. So just a lot of stuff going on with that, but you know, I'm going to hope to eventually get back there. But for the time being, I'm not going to be able to train on Wednesdays. There's such a commitment right now with my time and energy and between the Backseat Boys and trying to get Johnny Cashmere's wrestling career going. You know, I don't want to be just a deathmatch guy after all. I want to be able to have some good wrestling matches. And that takes a lot of training, and it takes a lot of, you know, diet and time and effort. And that's in addition to what it takes to make Spo Wrestling successful. So,
you say it in a way though that like you're not a fit individual, like that you have it, that you aren't working out and in the gym and are in better shape than 95% of the people you see in professional wrestling today.
Well, that's
I'm just saying.
Thank you. It does feel that way to me because, you know, like for example, being on tour, you know, you don't eat as much. You know, you're not meal prepping on tour. You know, you pretty much, if there's pizza in the locker room, you eat pizza, whether you're a person that eats pizza or not. You real quick eat pizza that day, you know? So I don't feel as, you know, but you got to gain weight too, Phil. Like, you know, you can't be real cut and like super cut. And then, you know, you need to look intimidating. You need to have size too. So, you know, I can't expect people to take me seriously if I'm looking all thin.
I get you. Still, you're in amazing shape.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Do we have a sound effect for the shape I'm in by any chance?
That would be nice. I wasn't prepared, but you know.
Get the Planet Fitness lunk alarm real quick.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
So, I was just, was that Benedict Cumberbatch?
No,
that was Gary, what was it?
Alan Rickman?
Yes.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. So anyway, so if you're doing the math, I can't even talk. If you're doing the math, all right, and all 8 episodes of Lunacy have to air, and then we're going to start the Wednesday shows, there's no room for the tour in September.
Right.
It's not going to work. So right. The tour is going to have to be moved. I think there's an 8-day tour coming up or something in October they're adding, but then I think the tour is being moved back as far as November. So if the tour is being moved back to November, that means me and the Backseat Boys are going to be at our event on the 14th of September now.
That's say it ain't so.
What it's looking like. I mean, I'm not positive at this point, but that's what it's looking like. I'd say it's a 90% chance we're going to actually be at the event now, which is interesting, you know, because now the event sort of has to change its scope a little bit. Whereas it may have been forged in necessity, it's going to be honed in choice, because now it looks like we don't, quote unquote, need, in capital letters, John Zandig to run the event. But John Zandig's already committed to running the event, and he's not on social media. So let's not anyone tell him that me and the Backseats are actually going to be there. Play a little joke. Let's work John Zandig a little bit. I think it'll work. And then we'll show up and as a surprise, and he'll be like, what the hell?
Well, even beyond just being at our own event, it's like we said, you know, JCW event postponed, not necessarily due to, you know, lack of hype or anything, but because, like Jay announced, they're airing the weekly show on Triller TV. So when you essentially have a fixed location for anywhere for up to, you know, like every week, Wednesday, things have to change. And that's essentially what we're doing. We're adjusting. We're making adjustments based on the trajectory of things around us.
All right. Well, look what Chef the Ref just said. Oh, we still, in capital letters, want Zandig to run the show. LOL. Well, thank you, Chef the Ref. I've never felt more loved in my life. but he's right. He's right. We promised something and we're going to deliver. But here's the gimmick. Everyone out there listening and all your friends you got to tell, they got to be smartened up to the gimmick. Don't be telling Zandig that we're not going to be there. He told me flat out, I'm not on social media. I don't know what the hell's going on. You got to keep me. So if I don't text it to him, he don't know. So don't be telling him. All right. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm thinking is we'll do like a lifetime achievement award or something that we'll give him. Because if we tell him we're going to give it to him, he ain't showing up.
That is true.
But I need you all to help me with that. All right. All right, guys, everyone in the chat, you guys good? Help me with that. We're going to tell, not going to tell Zandig the deal. All right. Anyway,
Ginger said everyone but Zandig.
You could tell everyone but Zandig. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. He'll love that. But yeah, so there you go, guys. So now it looks like we're going to be at the event. So that's even more reason that the next couple of weeks of Spocast, I don't know what's going to happen yet. We're going to meet with Donnie. We're going to meet with Phil. We're going to meet with Mr. Bristow. We're going to figure out the best way moving forward. So next Tuesday, when you come here and watch, it's going to be a brand new format, a brand new podcast. Now, Donnie had spoken to me, Phil, about the idea of making it more along the lines of a Conrad Thompson production, where there's more like watch along type things in real time and stuff. Now, I don't know if that's something he's still thinking about, mm-hmm. but I know that was one of the options he had spoken of.
That could be fun. I mean, people do engage with that. So it could be something to hear from like our perspective or just like good company while you're watching the event. There's so many people I know who watch pay-per-views now or what premium live events. That don't listen to the commentary. They pot it down and they listen to a podcast or a watch along. I'm like, that's kind of neat.
It is. Chris, do you watch or listen to any podcasts? Are you a Cornette fan?
I actually have my own podcast, so I just plug it. Do my own stuff.
Yeah, I was working into that, brother. Plug
there
it.
There you go.
Plug it.
So Projangers and Wallhangers actually just, you know, announced our own documentary series that we're going to be doing, one Mr. Tony Leenda. So we're actually in the stages of creating the scenes, building the script, and when we meet each other at these events, we're going to be recording these scenes, and we're going to be asking everyone involved to sit down and be a part of it. So I've already asked Johnny to be a part of it. I know Samuel Fazi, and I asked Manny as well. So trying to get some of the people that he's feuded with in the past to speak.
Yep. That's awesome. And Landa, he's doing some great things over in Puerto Rico right now. I just talked to him this week. I actually was interested in using him in celebrity boxing because I'm helping book some talent for them with Damon Feldman. And we actually got, believe it or not, guys, Declan Grant, the new H2O champion, is actually going to make his celebrity boxing debut right there in September. I believe it's September 28th. I have it right here somewhere. Here it is. There it is, Saturday, September 28th, right at Harrah's, the same building we're running, by the way, if you saw the first episode of Trip TV, which we're going to get to in a minute. You see there celebrity guest referee Damon Dash as Kurtzall takes on Mosley, Sugar Shane Mosley. Also on the event, you're going to see Kimbo Slice Jr., and now you're going to see Declan Grant make his celebrity boxing debut against a slap boxer. I'm not sure the guy's name. I got to figure it out. But we're also looking for two 220-pounders, which is what I was going to use Leanda for. But he's going to be, I believe, in Puerto Rico, so that's not happening. But so tell us really quick, Delco Don't Care. You said the name of your podcast very fast. Say it slow again. What's it called?
Projangers and Wall Hangers.
I still missed it.
Marketing 101 is when you create a word, and it's the only thing that shows up on Google.
Okay, so what is the word? Say it again. Kerjangers.
Kerjangers. Perjangers. P-E-R-J-A-N-G-E-R-S.
Perjangers.
Yep. Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Wow. That's I've never heard of that, but that's probably brilliant, right?
And that makes sense.
Does Google it, and you will never have to pay for an ad because it's the only thing that shows up. Our TikTok account, if you type in the safe word is justice, it is a Batman reference and it is hilariously funny.
I love your style, man. Good stuff. So Tommy Grayson, real quick, brother.
What up?
We can either talk about the Three Town Beatdown or we can talk about last week's episode, the pilot episode of the TV. Why don't you choose? Oh, wait a minute. We got a finger in the air.
While he's thinking of it, since we just talked about marketing, hey, everybody who's watching right now, if you on a separate screen can do this, go to your Twitter, go to your Facebook and retweet the post that we're making about watching this podcast, about watching this video and share it with everybody. So more people see it. Click like on it while you're there. Go to Twitter, SPO Wrestling. Go to Facebook, SPO Wrestling. Well, actually, I don't have access to that. So it's on my account at Trust and Phil. Check it out. Share it. Like it. At least like it. That way more people are going to see it and talk about it and get it out there.
Right.
Thank cheap, you, Phil. Cheap plug for us.
Good looking, brother. Thank you so much. All right. So, Tommy, what's your decision?
Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead.
No. You interrupted me again. So while I'm making
My apologies. So episode 2 and 3 are ready and in the chamber, just so you
know. Nice. Well, two is set to debut at 8 o'clock tonight on our YouTube. 3 will be next week. But right. I know Tommy's been overseeing it and been killing it with production and putting it all together. So that's why I'm saying it's your choice, brother. What do you want to do first?
Well, now that we've gotten all of our interruptions out of the way, I'm going to take a pause from the JCW Three Town Beatdown and let's discuss the pilot of Trip TV real quick.
Yeah, let's discuss it. I'm down, brother.
So, as you know, obviously the episode started off, as any TV does, with a good old-fashioned promo from the High Five leader, Channing Decker. And go figure, not only did he not have the gold championship, but he did it on a beach in Croatia, and you could literally hear the splashes of the waves hitting the tide and the shore. So talk about just like an egotistical prick. Who wants to be there at the beach, you know, and then not even get to enjoy it because you're watching it on video? So right away, Decker, just complete inconsiderate jerk, wouldn't you say?
Well, you got to start with the champion. We got to put the best foot forward, so to speak. So, of course, you see the champion right away. The event starts, the whole show starts with a disclaimer, you know, like a not for the faint of heart type thing. And then Z-Bar and Trent are like, yo, Marks, you know, like, whatever. Like, we're not trying. We show you just from the very beginning. This is an irreverent production. We're not looking to make it like every other TV show on television in any way, shape, or form. And also, the first episode, the pilot, is a vision. I think you can all see it. If you go back and look at the promos that me and the back seats did a year ago, they were good. But if you look at the promos we're doing now, mm-hmm. we've learned so much more in video production and how to get our quality up and how to pull on heartstrings. And it's like night and day. Mm-hmm. So it stands to reason that that same arc is going to happen with Trip TV. So if our pilot is pretty friggin' watchable, it's only going to get better. So people out there, if you can stand watching the pilot, you're in good shape because it's just going to keep getting better. And as we do more and more events too, you know, like this next event, Legends Never Die on the 14th, John Zandig running the event, the Kogar brothers are going to be there. That's all going to be on Trip TV too now. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind this, it started off as a limited series, but I have a feeling it's already going to end up being unlimited. Is my guess.
Speaking of unlimited, you know, obviously Trip TV, we saw the first match between Sonny Kiss and Pat Dynamite for the number one contendership. Talk about, you know, just a absolutely amazing match. You got two incredible athletes in Pat Dynamite and Sonny Kiss. Pat Dynamite was able to walk away with the victory and go 6-0 in SPO wrestling. You know, this is the streak that will just keep on, you know, like crossing off. But I hate to say it, but I think the high five almost like, I think we fell right into their trap because, you know, even directly later on in the night, you know, look what happened. You know, the Jordan Oliver took Pat Dynamite's Tiny, the Dynamite dog, and is now keeping Tiny hostage.
Yeah. So we saw that. It was a great episode as far as the matches went. Like, Sonny Kiss versus Pat Dynamite is a good match any way you slice it. So great episode. You know, we got to see a lot of different, like all the people that all the artists that we feature here, we got to feature there in the show. And we're going to continue to do that. So as people send us more and more art submissions, there are bumper and spaces within each show that we can start showing them on the TV. So keep that in mind. And, you know, we're still going to try to bring you the Spocast as often as we can. But our new feature each week is the 8 o'clock. Trip TV. Do not miss that every week because the more people we have watching it live and the more you guys help us share it out there, the faster it goes around and the easier we can sell it to places like Triller, you know, because obviously we want our TV on Triller too.
That's right.
But the episode was great. We were excited. We were happy. Everyone liked it. It's gotten good feedback. So we're very happy about that. And you can go watch it anytime. So I don't want to get too into the minutia of what happened because you can you can literally watch it anytime.
Yep. Go watch the pilot right now on SPO Wrestling YouTube, Trip TV, the pilot. And at 8 o'clock, of course, that's approximately 36 minutes away, Trip TV episode 2 will be dropping.
That's right. And Matt Dremont's asking, Donnie B retired? No, Donnie B is just tired, not retired. he will be back next week. He'll be back next week, and we are starting a brand new format. And here's the gimmick we made for it at the Lincoln Memorial. So next week starts a whole new format. Don't miss it right here. But as always, 8 o'clock every week will be your Trip TV on YouTube. Don't forget that, everybody. So
that's right.
Big deal. But real quick, I have some pictures from the tour I wanted to get out and show you guys. Oh, yeah. I took some pictures with fans actually. So check this out. So that's at Murder House Records on Instagram. That's these guys. These guys were cool as shit. They were pretty much like the guys leading the crowd in boos and in cheers.
Okay. Right.
And then we got this here, OJade419 at IG. And this is also at the Crowfoot in Pontiac, Michigan. You can see her there on the right in the clown paint. Quite beautiful. But you guys, Pontiac, Michigan, Chris Bristow, what happened in Pontiac, Michigan of note in the wrestling world?
Andre got slammed by Hogan.
Andre got slammed by Hogan. And look, there was a legit giant in the house, too. Z the tall nomad. Look at him. Dude's huge, man. So we actually had a giant in Pontiac. But here we go. And this here is glow underscore in underscore the underscore dark 0504. And that's these fans here that actually gave the backseats dollars and were very happy. And this is, are you familiar with Roddy Hogan, any of you? Super fan Roddy Hogan?
This is him. I am not. But
one of the most over men in the world. He does like a Hulk Hogan gimmick from the waist up and a Rowdy Roddy Piper from the waist down. And right.
Yep. If fans are interested, Google search Roddy Hogan and you could actually catch him. He is the first one you see, JCW Volume 3. They say him by name. And he's notorious for managing an ice cream truck over in Detroit. So shouts out to Roddy Hogan. Good time anytime we see him. He's a pisser, man.
Yeah.
When you showed his picture in the pre-show when we were talking about it, I thought that was Jake the Snake.
Let me look again. Yeah, I see it. Wow. Totally. And then this is Willie Mack. That's the champion of JCW.
Yep.
Dude's awesome. Whoop. You should have seen him. He wrestled this guy, the Giant, in the main event Saturday in Pontiac.
I saw that reel from JP with him in it. And he was handing
That was cool too. You should have seen the pop when he hit the stunner on that Giant and the referee hit the stunner. The place came unglued. That was one of the biggest pops I've ever been in person and seen. It was crazy.
Yeah. Awesome. Totally the Juggalos crazy. Love them, some Willie Mack. And, you know, to go back to what Johnny was saying before we talk about Richie Boy Briar Wellington, the Juggalos and Juggalettes of all three shows were just super down to earth and incredible. I can't say enough good about them.
No, totally. Totally. So, yeah, so this is Richie Boy Briar Wellington. He was part of the JCW PW feud back in what, Phil, 05?
Maybe 06.
06?
06.
Okay. Yeah. It was good seeing him there, man. One of the best vocalists on the mic that they have. Like, you should see how he talks, man. He's such a good talker. Danger Ginger said, that's the guy who played Undertaker on Young Rock. Yes, it is.
That's right. That's right.
Yep, he told us that he played Undertaker. Yeah, he's done some other things, too. And he's also on NWA coming up this week on the CW app. He's got a match. I think he's being managed by Vampiro, too. Did you see that, Tom?
I did see that. And I think he's working the fixers, if I'm not mistaken. Wrecking Ball. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a lot of meat in one ring.
Yeah,
it is. A lot of meat and no greet. But yeah, so... So here's another clip. This was the interview we did. Violent J brought us out on the stage for an interview at some point here. Look at the background, the JCW background. Oh, and look on the left. That's Roddy Hogan on the bottom left.
Yep.
I love Jesus Lanyard. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jake Crist was in the locker room, Phil, and all Tommy does, we're always imitating Tony Soprano. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Jesus, that's all we ever do. And all of a sudden I hear him go, Jesus fucking Christ.
I was wondering where it came from. I was like,
no, that's where it came from.
I popped so hard for that. That was so perfect.
Now, is that JCW entrance? Is it banners or is it like a screen?
It's banners.
Okay.
It's front lit on the bottom and back lit up top. If you look at it, you can see it.
Yeah.
No, it's brilliant. Yeah. And my legs, look at my legs. So far apart, 10 to 2. I look like a clown. And then here's us with Willie Mack again. That's me with the Trent Acid title. And they acknowledged my Trent Acid title. Violent J talked about it. Yeah.
Yep.
And this is, look at this picture. Us with Ace Austin on the left. In silvers. Now they're my silvers. Those silvers are baggy on me. My God, it looks like he's got Roman columns for legs.
Right. So but yeah, that was the silvers. The silver pants have officially become the Brotherhood of Traveling Silvers. That's for all my Sisterhood of Traveling Pants marks out there. But yeah.
And he even wore the Batman's. He even wore the Batman belt.
Oh, there you go. That was cool. That was night two of the Three Town Beatdown. That was the Backseat Boys with Ace Austin against the Southern Six and Colt Cabana, Officer Colt Cabana.
Mm. Yep. And last week on the episode, we ended the episode with the announcement that we're going to be having our event November 2nd, our Philly debut at Harrah's Casino, Harrah's Philadelphia, right there. And we already announced Bufa Ayo will be in the house. And I believe Bufa was watching a little bit ago. I don't know if he still is. That's our first piece of talent. So Bufa will be there. More will be announced. Tickets are already on sale at SpoWrestling.com and already selling, thank God. So we couldn't be happier. And the same with the 14th, September 14th. You can get them right now. We're going to have big announcements about the 14th coming in about another week or two. So don't miss it. And you're going to see those announcements on Trip TV.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So real quick, guys, let's take a break and talk real wrestling. What has been going on in the real wrestling world? Anything?
In what respect?
Not indies. Like, what's going on? I know SummerSlam's this weekend, right? Because I'm watching it with my uncle and my cousin on Sunday. Yeah. I love watching pay-per-views with my uncle and my cousin. The things that come out of their mouths and the way they look at things, the humor, I can't. It's the funniest thing in the world to watch wrestling with them. So I can't wait to watch SummerSlam. But do you even know what's happening at SummerSlam, for example? Is it a two-day? Is it a one-day, Phil? Do you know that?
One day, but it feels like it's going to be a super long event. Like I've heard, apparently it's marked on time on Peacock for like 8 hours. But, you know, they have the pre-show and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a day-long event. Like camp out in front of your TV, order out. Like you're going to be there for the evening.
And tonight, Joe Henry's having a concert on NXT. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Joe Henry's been pretty popular lately.
Yeah.
All the crossover they're doing with TNA and NXT, like that's just been brilliantly done so far. And it's working out for everybody. I think it's a positive for everybody.
It is. It definitely seems to be.
It's definitely a different era of professional wrestling in that they're actually calling it pro wrestling now and that the companies are working together and not against each other and trying to hurt each other.
Yeah. Did you guys see? I saw a picture of Finn Balor after he wrestled Gunther. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see his chest?
No.
Finn Balor's chest is all red.
It's like the color of my hat.
Yeah, I hope he didn't chop Finn in the throat, though. That would have been terrible if that happened.
They might have had to have a fight.
Yeah, they're fighting words. But I'm surprised Finn Balor, man, that's crazy. His chest looked like raw meat, man.
Yeah. Gunther doesn't play when it comes to his chops. And it'll be everywhere. Like, you'll see some people walk out, and it is from, like, the bottom of their jawline to their gut to their side to their back, like,
but it was a good main event last night, Danger Ginger saying. I didn't get to see it. Yeah. Did you see Jericho after him versus Suzuki? Yeah, I know what you mean about the ground beef. Mm-hmm. Mike Hamilton from Hybrid Wrestling says, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Mike? How you doing, bro?
Good to see you, my brother. We were just talking about our show coming up November 2nd with Hybrid Wrestling. It's pretty exciting. Hybrid was going to run an event this past Saturday. There was actually some water main break in the building. Luckily, it'll be fixed in time for, you know, whatever we need it for. But
they have 3.5 months.
Yeah, get it done. No, I think it's already probably fixed or almost fixed. It will be soon. But yeah, so that happened. And then, so guys, as far as SummerSlam goes, what's the main event? Does anyone even know?
I'm looking at the card right now. I see CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre with the special guest referee match.
He's back from injury already?
Yep.
What's that?
Yeah. He's back from injury?
Yes, he is here. I see the undisputed WWE championship, Cody Rhodes versus Solo potentially being the main event.
Yeah, that's what Danger Ginger just said.
Yeah.
Solo on Cody.
But other notables, we do have Priest versus Gunther, Bayley versus Nia Jax.
Okay.
Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley.
That's going to be hot. That's the storyline on TV right now. This whole thing with Rhea Ripley and Dirty Dom and Liv Morgan. I think, you know, that's what we call the Twitter feud right now, all on the social media.
Mm.
Then we have Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the United States Championship. And then a three-way dance for the Intercontinental Championship, Zayn, Breaker, and Ilya Dragunov.
Interesting.
And these aren't called pay-per-views anymore. They're called premium live events, as WWE likes to refer to them as.
But the reason I said, is it a one-night or a two-night, is because when they first announced SummerSlam, like a couple months ago, or maybe it was a little bit more than that, it would have had
to. I think that was for next year, though.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Okay. Because I was going to say, I know they had 2 days of tickets on sale. That's next year. That was
2025.
So I'm reading through it. So this event is pay-per-view. This is a even though it's going to be streamed on Peacock, you can still buy it on traditional pay-per-view. It's the other non-major four ones that they call their premium live events, the PLEs. So SummerSlam is a traditional pay-per-view event.
Right. Right.
And Harold Pawlik says AIW is having a big show on Thursday in Cleveland with Heath Slater, Motor City Machine Guns, and Kenta. Yeah, I just saw Motor City Machine Guns are working our boys PME, the Philly Merino Experience.
Out
in Cleveland. Very nice. And Wes Barkley is wrestling AG on that show.
AG. Yeah. Anthony Green?
Anthony Green, yeah. No, in this Japan? Is gonna be This is right out in Cleveland. So, you know, shouts out to them. You know, shouts out to the whole city of Cleveland. We were actually there, you know, earlier in the week. I got family there. Yeah. I would love to go and wrestle wrestling Cleveland again, man.
Well, what's Anthony back from – AG's back from Japan now? He's in the States for a while? I didn't know that.
I think so because I saw him post up a whole bunch of pictures with people at different events. So I think he's back, at least for a little bit.
He was the first Skywalker champion.
That's right. The original, the one with not the one with the Trent one, the one that had the middle emblem replaced that I believe Ichiban.
Chris said he's back until the holidays. Awesome. So
you got to get AG on
matches of his. Okay, good. So he's back and we got Bufa back till the holidays too. Wow, this is going to be a nice fun wrestling Christmas for all of us this year, guys. We got all our friends from far away coming in to spend the Yule time with us. It'll be wonderful.
I was taking a quick look at the indie calendar. So far, I have tracking on 224 events between now and Sunday. So there's a whole bunch of indie wrestling that's happening out there. And if you can't find one tomorrow night, go check out my social media and I'll have the full calendar up. But there's events everywhere. So
still, yeah. I totally thought you were going to say 200 some events from now till the end of the year. And you said Sunday.
Right.
That's insane.
That's legitimately insane.
For what I have for the rest of the year, which is not going to be the final number, I think I'm at, let's see, I am at 1,981 events. And that's just what's been announced now. Because there'll be more stuff that'll be announced next week for next week. Like.
How's the Disturbed tour going?
Yeah, Phil, what says Maxim C. Serenier says, Phil, how's the Disturbed tour going?
I am not David Draymond. I do not have the things. If I had the things. I don't even know what these are called. Like, these aren't lip rings. Like, they're coming out of his chin.
That's over.
Hell of Darkness, my old friend there, Phil. There you go.
CM Serenie.
That's over. So, Chris, I got to tell you, you've been getting good reviews on the commentary. You and Scott Holiday have been doing really good. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Definitely a good choice. Good stuff.
Just another reminder to everybody that episode 2 of Trip TV will be live on the Spo Wrestling YouTube in approximately 22 minutes. For all updates, make sure you visit us at SpoWrestling.com for tickets to our next two events, including but not limited to Legends Never Die, September 14th in Gloucester City, New Jersey. And our upcoming event in Harrah's Casino in Philadelphia on November the 2nd.
Hell yeah. There's cool. A little banner I just made, and we are going to go ahead and run it on the bottom. Good job. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of people are saying they posted on Instagram about Trip TV. Thank you for that, Danger Ginger. Thanks for sharing out our stuff. On Spocast Tuesday, we try to get in here and start the room early so it makes a a Facebook and a whatever imprint that you can then share too. And you can start commenting even before we're in the room and before we actually begin. So anything we can do to add interaction, we're going to do it. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
All right. So we talked about SummerSlam real quick. We talked about the event. The other thing. Let me see something here, guys. I think this is an old picture I got. I do want to show this before I move on. This is a picture of me and my tag partner, Robbie Marino, my brother, when we were younger. And that's Ace Robinson in the middle. So we did what was called a the Cash Marino gimmick. We were young Italian mobster kids, and we were spoiled. And he tried to make men out of us was the whole angle. Ace Robinson was our dad. He's no longer with us. I was just talking to his son the other day. His son sent me that. And I promised his son I would show it on the thing. So I did. But yeah, awesome the picture. Other, yeah, it is. It was, you know, it's funny. We every month we came out as something different. We only did this. We only wore those suits one time. You know, one time we came out dressed as the guys from Greece, and we did a whole song and dance routine. One time we came out pretending we had to work at a pizza store to learn how to flip pizzas and stuff. And all kinds of stuff we did. It was a lot of fun. I'll have to show the clip sometimes. You guys will get a kick out of it. But yeah, so been working a lot of video edits. You would like one, Johnny. Thank you, brother. Sky said, I saw one of the things you made earlier. It looked pretty good. Danger Ginger's also been doing some video edits. You can check that out if you want on his Instagram. Doing some good stuff with Batman and the Crow. Two itches scratched up mine right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, mm-hmm. What else can we talk about? We got some time.
Anyone see Deadpool 3 yet?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Don't give me any spoilers. I wanted to see it. I was supposed to see it on Friday, and we would have seen it if the movie theater was open next to our hotel. But I'm going to try and make plans to see that during the week. I've been hearing a lot of good things about it.
I know Rick Blade said it was – he said it was epic.
Good. I'll take his word for it.
My singular disappointment is that they didn't have the Wolverine popcorn bucket. They had other versions of the popcorn bucket from different characters from the movie, but they didn't have Wolverine. And I was like, "Come on, guys!" And then I found out
the other one was
like just as costly, and I could have sold it for like $100.
I saw someone went and took themselves out and got the whole. They got themselves the Wolverine popcorn bucket and the pop vinyl and the big sippy cup drink and all that. So, hey man, you know, smart business.
Right, right.
And they're having so much fun with
this movie.
What's that?
They're having a lot of fun just marketing the movie. Like they're doing all the Wolverine memes, like him holding the picture, like fawning at it, but it says like number one movie in the world. Like they're enjoying this moment.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
Did you see San Diego Comic-Con, you guys? Did you see the drone show with Arnold Schwarzenegger as, what is it, Galactus?
Oh, I didn't realize it was Arnold. I just saw like the...
That's who it's supposed to be playing him.
Oh, okay.
They're saying it's probably going to be Arnold. Who knows? But then what about the big reveal with Robert Downey Jr.? What's up with that shit?
It's a great ploy. Like, it's a great, like, hey, you're missing the nostalgia of... what brought you into the MCU. Well, guess what? We're bringing part of that back. But is Dr. Doom just going to be under a mask the whole time? Are you going to know it's a variant of Tony Stark? Like, I'm interested in the story of how they get there because they're not there yet. It's going to be a couple years. So,
yeah, right. Like three, maybe three and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. And Robert Downey Jr. doesn't look as much like Tony Stark today as he did 10 years ago.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting if they try to go a whole new character with him just because of how different his facial features are. I mean, we were just watching Back to School recently from 78, 81, whatever year. He's in that.
Yes. So
as an adult,
I'm going to
I'll say this.
Like, I'm not, and this is just me being a mark. I'm not an Avengers fan at all. The only one I care for is Hulk. I don't like Iron Man. Don't like Thor. Don't like Captain America at all. But I think it's interesting that when RDJ started being Tony Stark, they literally went back into the comics and started drawing Tony Stark as RDJ. So it's just it to say that he hit the nail on the coffin with that character, like he played Tony Stark perfectly, narcissistic, yeah, billionaire, playboy, alcoholic prick. That's him. So it's I think it's good marketing. But I think it's interesting to see how much they put into RDJ as Tony Stark.
Yeah.
That it's very, it's going to be tough to sell to people. It already is. I mean, it's going to work, but like, it's just, it's weird. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You look at the history of what the MCU had after Tony Stark's death. And then with the, I won't say it was a flub with He Who Has No Name, Jonathan Majors. You know, him playing that character at the end of Loki, he was brilliant in that. But then all that stuff came out and they kind of put the brakes on it. And then the other stuff with the MCU wasn't, you know, wasn't, didn't live up to, you know, the original movies as they should have.
It felt like a big mix. It felt like, you know, you had a little bit of a delay from the pandemic. So plans that they had, like how they were going to release things in these timely fashions.
And the flub with Black Widow.
Yeah. Right. And even that was going to come out in a different way. Like all of that sort of changed it. So then they had like, they scrambled for a different plan. And then they put forward the plan. Everything you said about Jonathan Majors, the way certain things hit when they were doing like boom, 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 boom. And people went to, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness thinking, oh, it's going to be like this, and I'm going to need to rewatch WandaVision, What If, and something else to make sure I know everything that's happening. And they really didn't
touch on it. I was much, part of that. I thought I had to, me and my friends all said the same thing. We got to rewatch all this shit. And we did.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to.
You could have gone in without it. And that was like, well, that's sort of the beauty of it, because they did link the TV shows to the movies, but you didn't necessarily have to have that bridge.
I was just watching it last night, Multiverse. I saw it in theaters, but then I was watching it last night. The first half I got through anyway. Mm-hmm. And you know, it could have been so much better.
Yeah.
Like the first one, the first Doctor Strange, I can go back and watch that anytime it's on and watch
that. Oh, that one's amazing.
I agree.
Awesome. But this was just too nuanced. There was too many twists and turns. I don't know.
Yeah. It's too much world building after a while. It's like the thing that I do sort of miss about the 2000s Marvel movies, even though, you know, they weren't put out by Marvel, they were put out by Sony or Fox, was that they alluded to the Elseworlds, but I didn't have to watch Blade to know what was happening in Spider-Man. I didn't have to watch X-Men to know what was happening in the Hulk.
Right. And then am I wrong, or have they dropped certain storylines? Like, wasn't there a big thing with Julia Louis-Dreyfus going around collecting anti-heroes for this like opposite faction to the Avengers?
They sort of thought they were going to play that off, and they still might. I mean, it's still possible.
I hope so.
But it's also, again, their release schedule got all screwy. So it's sort of like it could still play off in the end. It could play off on just a Disney Plus show. Like,
right.
You're not sure.
That's true too. The Disney Plus show. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at all these movies. It's escapism. Like, you just want to be entertained. You want to sit back and go like, wow, I can sit back, grab a bucket of popcorn and just watch this movie.
Check your mind at the door and just, you know, be in the moment kind of thing.
But people started to build these larger expectations, and it's like, guys, it's still like, I love comic movies. There's 100 years of stories in comic books. It's still entertainment. It's still supposed to be fun. Don't go like, well, I expected this and this and this and this, and it was supposed to be like this kind of movie. And where's Tom Cruise's Iron Man? Like, breathe, everybody.
Tom Cruise.
That was so when they first started talking about multiverse, and one of the actors that allegedly they had courted to be Robert Downey Jr. in the beginning, or not Robert Downey Jr., to be Tony Stark, was Tom Cruise. And that I can't remember the story now, if he wasn't interested or whatever, wherever it went, but they got Robert Downey Jr., who I think it was like the perfect person to be Iron Man. And so there was all these talks that they talked about the multiverse of bringing in people that were rumored to do certain things.
That's interesting. Yeah,
right around that same time, Tom Cruise was doing Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason why that kind of fell through.
Yeah. That makes sense. Studio deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Probably already pre-okayed it.
Damn. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Definitely is. I'm like looking at the chat because I'm like, if anybody knows anything about things that I'm not saying, especially as it might relate to also Deadpool and Wolverine, don't say it.
Yeah, I don't want to know any spoilers. Fire this up and play it on my PS4.
That's one of my favorites. I love that game. I used to play the shit out of that game when it first came out.
Yeah, Deadpool's banging, man. Mm-hmm. I love the movies too. Like, you go on Netflix or whatever. I think it's not Netflix. Disney right now, and it says like watch Deadpool 1 to get ready for Deadpool and Wolverine. It's like, yeah, sure, why not? That's good.
I love that first Deadpool movie. I like the second one too, but I think that first one is probably like overall one of the best comic book adaptation movies that has ever been put out, period.
And games, you mean too?
Endgame.
No. And. You like the game?
Oh, and games. Yes. Yeah. No, I love
that. What is your favorite adaptation of the video of the superhero for video games?
What is my favorite video game adaptation of a superhero?
Yeah, like what's your favorite super? If you had one video game and it had to be a superhero game that you could play for on your deserted island, what's that game?
For me, I would probably have to say the Arkham games, just because they are so, they go so in depth with the world building that it's like playing Batman the Animated Series. And in Arkham City, when they actually released the skins so that you can play as them, it didn't even matter that you were playing Tim Drake as Dick Grayson. I played through those shits like it was going out of style. Mm-hmm.
No, a lot of people are agreeing with Batman. The only other, and this is blasphemy what I'm about to say, the only other game that I would put there with the Batman Arkham games would be the Spider-Man games.
Yeah, because, I do like.
I mean, instead of Gotham, you get the legitimate Manhattan, New York City that you get to go through. Just the rendering of New York City alone is worth sacrificing Batman for the lesser Spider-Man.
Well, sorry. I loved that first game. I think my only problem with the Spider-Man games was that they have this weird thing with Spider-Man where they refuse to use his best villains. Like, to me, it's Venom, Carnage, Doc Ock, and Green Goblin. Everyone else is they're a wackadoo. But
well,
it's
Ock those and Goblin four. Are in it. Ock and Goblin are in it.
Ock and Goblin are in it, but
I don't know if Carnage is or
Carnage and Venom are not. But to me, I need Venom and Carnage for me to be really into Spider-Man. So that's, and the way that they, I don't know what it is, but companies just don't like using Venom. I don't know. I don't know if it was, he's too 90s for everyone or whatever it
right
is.
But like, you know, certain people have the rights to the video game and we can't get them over here because of this thing. Like,
I remember playing Maximum Carnage on the Genesis.
Yes.
That's my throwback.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The Genesis
with the red cartridge too. That was one of the few games that came in red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, Genesis didn't do that much.
That's when you had to go in and play as Spider-Man and Venom and take out Carnage, right?
Correct.
I like when J. Jonah Jameson starts talking when you're swinging through as Spider-Man and J. Jonah starts talking. It reminds me of the Rockin' Rebel every time. For real, I feel like Rockin' Rebel's in the game. Go, oh, that's right, brother. You see Spider-Man swinging through the streets right now, brother. Going to cause some crime.
I am never going to see J. Jonah Jameson the same. It doesn't matter if it's the movie or if it's the car. No, I can't.
Yep. Don't even watch.
Oh my God.
Don't even watch.
Does that mean that Omni-Man is Rock and Roll?
Yeah. Well, in Oz, what's his name? J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons. Yeah. Is a Rockin' Rebel. There's some DNA that they share. They each share the same alien DNA.
All right. Here's a J.K. Simmons was also Tenzin from in Korra the Airbender.
Oh, that's right.
The Legend of Korra from the Airbender series.
And J.K. Simmons was also in the movie Whiplash, which if you're talking about Rockin' Rebel, there's some parallel symbolism for you.
Yep. Well, he had eyes in the back of his head in Oz. He was the Aryan Nation Brotherhood leader in Oz. No. Yeah, that's
I feel like we're going down a really dark path all of a sudden.
Well, no, you felt like we were describing Rock and Rebel.
Always that ends with Adebisi.
Oh, don't even go there. That's gross. But yeah, no, Rebel something else, guys. We're down to 6 minutes, by the way, until Trip TV debuts.
That's on right.
Spo Wrestling. We had given everyone some kind of a scan thing last week, but we don't have to do that this week. You guys know where it is.
We had a QR code last week, but we don't have the option to do that this time for whatever reason.
We're not QR coding you all every week. All right. Don't be getting spoiled with the QR code at the pilot.
That's right. You should be watching Spocast. And if you're not, what you need to be doing is check out the Spocast every week on YouTube and on all platforms. And every Tuesday at 8 p.m., there's going to be a new episode of Trip TV out. The next one is going to be coming out.
YouTube.com/@SPO Wrestling.
Nice.
At SPO Wrestling.
That's how you go to watch it?
Yeah.
YouTube.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe and share it out to your friends.
SPO Wrestling. And we need you guys commenting in the chat. We need you guys sharing it, you know, to people, telling people during the week, you know, put it on your stories if you can, you know, anything to spread the word, because all the wrestlers on the episode, they're working their asses off, man. Mm-hmm. So the more I'm not asking you to do me a favor. You know, I don't think I'm even in this week's episode. So, I mean, I am in the beginning a little. But I just did it.
You get a little drop in. Yeah, Johnny, you're and I'm nothing for that one. You mark.
Sorry about that.
No, seriously, real quick, real spit.
Can't be in every week.
Go ahead. Trip TV is not about the Backseat Boys. It's not even about Spo Wrestling. It is about the world that we are creating in wrestling that just so happens to feature the cast of Spo Wrestling. You're going to see JCW footage. You're going to see real life footage. You're going to see footage that you didn't even know existed or was recorded, whatever. Just the point I'm trying to say, watch Trip TV because it is a trip.
Yep. You're going to see footage you didn't even know had feet. I'm falling in love as this is only my second week with Mr. Bristow, and already I'm smitten as hell. He's playing.
You might have to stay on. You might have to stay on the show.
Jesus.
I'll come fashionably late every time.
You'll pull a Phil. I swear to God, what I do is I call Phil's physical therapist every week and I tell him when the Spocast is. And then he calls Phil and says, this is when we're going to do our thing.
Yes. Yes, Phil, you call Phil's Melfi and Melfi gets you in at the 2 o'clock session.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly what it is. So we're down to 3 minutes, guys.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes left. Until you see the second episode of Trip TV.
Gino Moore at NWA New Jersey used to go out of nowhere. The match would happen and you would hear 3 minutes remain in this match. And you're in the match and it happens every friggin' so often. So you're in there trying to concentrate and you hear this guy yelling on the mic, the time every friggin' 10 seconds.
Yep.
Well, we're down to 2 minutes.
2 minutes, and the thumbnail for the clip, because I have it up on my TV right here, is referee Nick Shin putting his hand out saying, please, sir, would you want some more?
Like a nice little British lad. But guys, don't forget, it's coming up, Trip TV, head on over. All right, we got two minutes, so we're going to end right now, guys. Let you guys head on over there and start watching it, because we want to start watching it too. We'll talk to y'all in the chat. Be nice, be festive, be sociable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, thank you for your time and energy.
Thank you, everyone.
Enjoy Trip TV.
God bless.